and my tie and everything, I'm going to church. I don't go to in a church hard without a coat.
If you just bought it, you'd say it was a new, or what?
A new suit.
Okay. And if the suit had three pieces to it, what would those three pieces be?
The vest and the pants and the coat.
Pants? You call them...
You want to see a suit like that?
Well, I've seen them. I've seen them.
Uh-huh. Well, I got the one I'll go through.
Yeah. You might say, this coat won't fit me this year, but last year it...
It would fit me.
Last year it...
It would fit me.
It perfectly...
Mm-hmm.
It blank perfectly at what?
Yeah.
It,
like perfectly.
It fit what?
It fit.
It fit perfectly?
Fit perfectly.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of stuff in your pockets, you say your pockets what, Dave?
Just stuff. Full.
And they're doing what?
They puff.
Puff out or bulk?
Puff out.
Bulk.
They don't go down. They bulk out.
Yeah, you say they're bulk. They're just what? Bulge.
Yes. Swole.
Bulge out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever say that?
Yeah.
What? You put your hands in your pockets and they...
Well, they just swell. Puff out. Now you see, my pocket is not puffed.
They don't bulge.
But look, if I put my hand in it, it's puffed.
Bulge.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Now, you might put your shirt in hot water by accident, and your shirt did what?
A lot of times, it peed.
Or it might do.
Uh-huh.
You put it back on again, and it had...
It shrinks. Shrinks, you know? All get together, I guess. You naturally got to press it.
Yeah.
To be a shirt again.
You say... I put my shirt in hot water in it.
Mm-hmm. It shrink.
It shrink?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lately it seems like every shirt that I've washed has... You might say, lately, it seems like every shirt I've washed has what?
Well, I can't say that because now the shirt don't shrink no more.
Yeah. But in the old days, you might say...
The old days, yeah.
Every shirt you washed, it all
shrink. You had to iron it. But now you don't have to iron that clothes no more. Even down the pants, you wash them, and they got the crease. You just put them, like you put them after you got them out of the pressing shop.
Yeah.
And the press, when you put them on, when they dry, that crease is on it.
Yeah. Now, talking about what you put on a bed, what would you put on a bed for warmth or something like that, if you were cold?
Oh, you put some cover, you put some quilt, you put some blanket.
I see.
Uh-huh.
And you put your head on a...
On a pillow.
I see. Have you ever seen a pillow that went all the way across the...
Oh, yeah.
What's that called?
Huh?
What's that called?
That was a pillow. It was a pillow, but it was a double pillow.
A bolster?
A bolster.
A bolster went what? It went...
It went through. It went on each side of the bed.
It went what? Slammed from...
Well, you put it across the bed like that, it would go reach on both sides. That's all I know.
A bolster?
A bolster.
A bolster.
Now, a pillar, you could put a pillar on that bolster. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Put it on the other side, like you and your wife were sleeping together, put... One for you and one for your wife on that bolster.
Mm-hmm.
And put your head higher.
A bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went
all the way. All the way.
That's
across
right.
The bed.
That's
it. Well, I remember my old mama had it. Of course, we wouldn't use that.